The Missouri Senate will come to order. We will begin our day with a prayer from Reverend Gauck, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Would those in the chamber and in our upper galleries please rise for the prayer?
From the fourth chapter of Proverbs, we hear, "Get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget, nor turn away from the word of my mouth." Almighty God, you provide us opportunities to learn from you and gain wisdom from our everyday experiences with you. We ask that your Holy Spirit teach us how we can make the very best use of our varied experiences and encounters in this life, and always remain faithful throughout this day with you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lugtemeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
The quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 10th day, Monday, January 24th, 2022.
The Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hadn't been fully read.
I've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any Senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Close.
The Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with but to be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Senator from Newton.
Request a moment of personal privilege.
Senator from Newton County requests a moment of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday, we had what I consider to be an unacceptable breach of decorum when a Senate staff was called out by name and their integrity questioned on the floor of the Senate in front of the media and of all of Missouri. On behalf of myself, and I believe a majority of my fellow senators who witnessed the event, I wish to express my sincerest apologies to staff. I have the greatest respect for those who work for the Senate in all departments and offices in any capacity. I have never felt that I have been deceived, misled, or lied to by any staff. I have also never felt that I have received less than 100% effort to assist me in my role as a senator, even when we don't agree. This is the capital of Missouri, the seat of government, and a great many of its inhabitants work in politically related jobs. People go back and forth from private sector to government sector and switch jobs within those sectors as their careers advance and they provide for their families. To hold that past political related employments is grounds by itself for speculation of nefarious intent or conduct while they are working for the Senate, I believe is ludicrous. I have undying respect for all our Senate staff, and again, I apologize for how you were treated yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm just requesting unanimous consent of the Senate to allow some Missouri State Troopers to enter the chamber with a sidearm.
Hearing no objection, State Troopers shall be allowed to enter the chambers with sidearms. Senator from Cass.
Thank you, Mr. President. And President, introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right, your left, and also down in front at the in front of the dais, we have Samoy Mainda, excuse me, from my district, as well as Hannah. I would love to the body to welcome them. They're down here, doing what they're supposed to be doing as citizens, advocating for virtual schools. And I would also like for the body to welcome them, but also make Hannah a page, honorary page without of the day without compensation.
Let's have the Senate welcome these folks visiting from Cass County District today, as well as the young page for the day who will be paid compensation from the Senator of Cass County. Let's welcome these folks. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 3rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and your right, I have a special group of citizens here today from my district, Iron County. They're here advocating for a place called Shepherd Mountain, and I would like to recognize them. As I call your name, would you please stand? Bob Woodward, Lorwood, excuse me, Lacey Coffer, Jim and Tony Erpenbach, Dr. Brian Beard, Jackie DePew, Dave Schultz, Dave Dockey, and Clinton Sylvie. And I would ask that this body make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these folks from the Arcadia Valley corner of our state. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left, we have an intern that I would like to introduce from the office of the senator from the 23rd. We have Cole Keller is coming to us, and he's actually not only an intern of mine, he's actually a constituent of mine and is currently attending the University of Missouri, majoring in political science. So he's getting in some exposure to some of the excitement that's happening here early in the session, Mr. President, and we're certainly glad to have him. You know, he said he wants to serve one day either in this General Assembly or maybe in the U.S. Congress, but, you know, after watching the Missouri Senate, I'm going to be curious to ask him at the end of session if he still feels that way, but we'll see. He's also the Director of Community Engagement for the Sigma Tau Gamma Fraternity. At Mizzou, so I'm sure that if anyone approaches him, he's got some great stories about all the good times they're having over at Sigma Tau Gamma. And like I said, he's a constituent of mine in St. Charles County, so we're glad to have him in the office of the 23rd. Mr. President, I'd ask that we make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome Mr. Keller to the state chamber today. Introduction of guests, the senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to take just a brief moment to introduce a very special guest and a hero to this state. The senator from Boone previously mentioned that we have members of our Highway Patrol in the chamber today. One of those members of the Highway Patrol is is a friend and is a hero to this state who was injured in the line of duty on December 10th of 2021 when an all too often routine traffic stop turned into a life-altering event. Trooper Beck witnessed a vehicle that, again, should have been a very routine endeavor for our law enforcement officers,
Instead, what happened was a pursuit ensued. The driver of the vehicle fled. Into a residential area. Eventually crashed their vehicle. As Trooper Beck continued to seek to apprehend this individual, he was struck from a shotgun blast that ultimately resulted in the removal of his right eye and changed this trooper's life and the life of his family from here on. I would just like the Missouri Senate to, one, welcome Trooper Beck to this chamber, but also thank him and thank his family and thank the brothers and sisters that serve with him for the work that they do every day. And I know we pause every now and then and we think about these individuals, but there is nothing routine about the jobs that these men and women do. And I have the utmost admiration for an individual like Trooper Beck, who puts his job first, puts his community first, and continues to serve in, albeit a lighter duty now than he previously served. I can't thank you enough, Trooper Beck, for the work that you do for this state and for everyone that lives here. And if we could please make this trooper and all of his brothers and sisters feel very, very welcome.
Let's welcome Trooper Beck and the rest of the Highway Patrolmen here. Introduction of guests, Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right and to my left is the Executive Board of the Missouri Straight Troopers Association. This group of active and former state troopers is here today to advocate for the troopers of the Missouri State Highway Patrol and their families. We're very proud of these individuals for the work that they do, and we appreciate that every day they face circumstances that while we are all here in this chamber that we do not have to worry about, and we appreciate what they do. But I would ask the body would join me in welcoming these state troopers, thanking them for their service and to the people of Missouri. So thank you. Thank you.
Once again, thank these state troopers for their service to the state. Introduction of guests. The chair would like to take a moment to introduce a group of very special guests. Up here in the upper gallery, we have the Karn Roots Leadership Academy. That's a mouthful, but these young men and lady are here on behalf of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. Participants are selected and go through various training on how effectively to communicate on policy-related issues to important corn farmers. They spend some time here at the state capitol and will be visiting different state government agencies later today, and will be attending a trip this summer in Washington, D.C. And I will add, much like the senator from the 23rd just said, some of these young men and ladies are thinking about getting into political life, and we're hopeful they might change their mind after being here for a couple of days. Let's welcome this group from the Corn Roots Leadership Academy. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 9th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and your left, if she would stand, I want to introduce my intern for the year, Mariah Gilmore. She's a graduate of Southwest Baptist University, where she won many awards on the speech and debate team. She's currently obtaining her Master's of Communication at the University of Central Missouri, and I'd like the body to please welcome her.
Let's welcome Ms. Gilmore to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests. Senator from the Ninth.
Yes, also to my right and your left, I'd like the body to recognize we have three visitors from the Veteran of Foreign Affairs who are here to talk to us about the veterans' homes and to be advocates for those who have been blessed enough to serve our country. I do know Andre Sidney, who's a really good friend of mine, and he's brought some friends with him. So I'd like the body to really make them welcome today.
Let's welcome these veteran heroes to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. The chair, on behalf of the senator from Callaway County, as well as Representative Ken Hayden in the House, who's with us on the side gallery, is honored to be able to introduce Miss Missouri 2021, Kaylee Cox, who's with us on the dais today. Kaylee is from Mexico, Missouri, just came back from competing for the title of Miss America this past December. Kaylee currently resides in Columbia, where she attends University of Missouri. She is currently a senior working towards her bachelor's in communication with a minor in psychology and certificate in multicultural studies. Her hope is to use this education to further her mission to create a more inclusive culture for the people of all abilities. A few of Kaylee's passions include empowering young women within the Miss America organization and celebrating individuals with disabilities and their stories that make them unique, talented, and valuable citizens. Kaylee has earned almost $20,000 worth of scholarship within the Miss America organization and hopes to use this experience to propel her in her next season of life. Post-graduation and Miss Missouri, Kaylee plans to work with nonprofit organizations and continue to make an intentional impact every single day. Please help me welcome Miss Missouri, Kaylee Cox. Yes, Senator from the 15th District.
Introduction and guest.
Proceed.
On my left and your right, I have my mom, Diana Koenig, and my dad, Paul Koenig, just walked in. If you don't mind making them feel welcome.
Would the Koenigs please rise, and would the Senate make them feel welcome today? Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th.
I have one bill and no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Senator, one second, please. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1093, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to the release of a person from prison.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the Ninth.
I have a bill, no explanation needed, please.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1094, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to restitution for individuals who are actually innocent.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator.
Senate Bill number 1095, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to electronic literary product licenses.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business, some announcements.
Hearing no objection, business is announcements. Senator from Lincoln, or Green, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from Platt.
Senator from Platt. Senator Platt, do you yield?
I do.
Good morning, Senator.
Percy.
Oh, boy. Good morning. What's the order of business we're on? Sorry.
Announcements. We're announcement. Making an announcement. You
we
and
have,
I.
We have an announcement inquiry.
So, this is now the second day that we've been in session this week, right?
That's a true
Tuesday,
statement.
Right?
That's a true statement.
Which, I don't know why the guy from Springfield has to bring this up, but what'd you do this weekend, Senator?
Well, I
and it's not a, this is not a trick question. This is not, I'm not, you know, trying to trap you
into
some sort of...
I went...
New criminal code update that you're working on feverishly.
I went to go see a sporting event this weekend.
Arguably the greatest sporting event of all time, right?
I would agree. Your words, not mine, but I would agree, yeah.
So, again, you know, Springfield guy. Didn't make it to Kansas City, but I thought perhaps some of the delegation from that part of the state might have been at the end of this, was shot in the dark, but I was guessing that maybe you would have been one of the, I don't know, 400,000 screaming fans in Arrowhead Stadium, right?
75,000, yes, okay. I was one of the 75,000, yeah.
To the bitter end, right? I mean, now, listen, I'm at home. I am at home. I am watching this game. I've got, you know, William and Sam. William's 8, Sam's 3.5. Generally, these guys are in bed by now, okay? But they're kind of into watching football.
They stayed up for this game.
Yeah, they're to the end. I mean, like, past the end, right? Through overtime. I don't even know what time it was. I felt a little bit like a bad dad just for just a half second, because then you got to wake them up the next morning because they're, you know, like, sugar rush has worn off and they're, like, in comas now in the morning. But they stuck it out. The whole thing.
Those are good sports. Right? Those are good sports fans.
So you were there. What was it like? What was the energy like after when the Bills scored that touchdown and there's 13 seconds
final
left?
13 seconds. You want to know what the atmosphere was.
From your seat, I assume you're standing at this point.
Yeah.
But from your standing position in Arrowhead Stadium, what was that like?
Well, you know, I will tell you. So I was.
Can you describe?
I will describe it in vivid.
How amazing that actually was!
I will describe it in vivid detail. So, as a matter of fact, the senator from the 14th was with me at the game.
Really?
He was with me at the game, and he was there for end of the game. He was with me for the exciting end of the game, and you know, I read something.
I don't
after
feel
the
like
game.
You're building
I read,
this I read, up appropriately.
I read something after the game. The statistical odds of the Chiefs winning at that point, it was like 92% against it. And so I had this feeling.
But a real fan, like a
I had
real,
this feeling,
true,
I had this
not,
feeling.
Not a fair weather fan, not somebody that's like, I'm with you when you're winning. But then, like, if you go down by three with, say, 13 seconds, I'm out. Then I'm out. So William's 8, Sam's 3.5, and they're, like, in. Like, jacked up, all in, didn't understand why I got so upset.
Yep.
Actually, I'm kind of glad. If I had been at the game, I probably would not be able to speak right now because I would have been screaming.
I was at the
AFC Championship game when they lost to the Patriots. It was one of those deals where it was like, damn it, you knew.
Offside call.
You knew yeah. Brady. You knew Brady. You should not give him that much time.
Yeah.
As it turns out, you shouldn't give Patrick Mahomes 13 seconds.
13 seconds was too much time. It was way too much time.
So anyway, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about your perspective from where you were standing.
Where I was standing. Well, I'll tell you this.
Overtime.
I will tell you this. When my hand hit the car door handle.
The fireworks went off.
And I heard fireworks go off.
Oh.
I knew that I'd made a very bad decision.
Senator.
And it was a decision that I regretted.
And you will regret.
Listening
you will
to
carry
on
this
the radio
with you.
The entire drive back to my house, I regretted that decision. And I have learned from that mistake. Never again, Senator. No matter what the score, no matter how much time is left on the clock, if there's 1 second left and we're down by 20 points, I'm staying in that stadium. I'm never doing that again.
And I appreciate that commitment, Senator.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for the inquiry.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Green, may the chair inquire of you. It's not like the senator from the 34th is the chair of the judiciary or anything. Decisions aren't that important. Announcements. Further announcements? Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, no business come before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 1 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1 p.m. this day.